Very excited to speak to Davi's horse again. Davi, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Morning, Rufido. Thanks for having me.
Cool. Okay, so coalition government, I think, is something that most electoral commentators are comfortable is going to be the way forward in South Africa. So this is not necessarily a bad thing. But won't you please just frame for us the sea change in strategy that we heard as based on that particular recording that came, that was leaked?
Yeah, it's a really fascinating one, Rufilwe. So there's this recording of Helen Zille, I believe, addressing a DA party meeting in 2019 that was leaked yesterday. And it's just extremely interesting. She basically makes three points. She says, firstly, that the DA's new direction, strategy, intention is basically to try to be a very coherent, very clear, I think very liberal, 15 to 20% party, right? So that's what the party's historically got in elections, and that should be their target, 15 to 20%, with the intention then to wait for the ANC to lose support to the point that it comes under 50%, right? And finally, to then form a coalition with, as I think she says in the video, Cyril Ramaphosa's ANC, once the ANC is under 50%, which is just, you know, an extreme, enormous departure from the party's historical strategy. You know, so much of what's animated the DA in the period, you know, since Helen Zille took over in 2006, really, was to be a big, broad-ranging alternative that could not, you know, help the ANC in coalition, but displace the ANC by bringing together a broad coalition of people. And, you know, this broad coalition of people concept implies more than 20%. Because if you bring together, you know, people of all races who want to stop corruption, who want to, you know, take South Africa forward, create economic growth on a broadly market-driven set of economics, that's more than 20%. And so the question is, why is the party only targeting 15 to 20? And I think this is the key point to fill there. The bottom line is that the party doesn't want to have a discussion about redistributive economic policy that acknowledges the racial history and racial complexity in South Africa. Because the moment you start having that discussion, you open up the door for more than 20%. But that discussion is required to get there, and I don't think the party wants to have that discussion. That for me, is the critical take out of this.
Okay.
And I think it's going to have real consequences.
I think so, too. So this is very interesting. I mean, there are a number of things that she says in this leaked recording. And by the way, I just want to let the listeners know, we did invite Helen to join us. I wanted to speak to Helen and then speak to Davi for analysis. And so we did invite Helen and her. I mean, I've never heard of Helen being afraid of to step into a ring, so I'm flattered. So she hasn't joined us today. But Davi, this is very important, because one of the things that she does mention in her conversation is, you know, she says, you know, 8% of the vote is white, and then she kind of does her numbers in her head like a back of the cigarette box calculation, and there seems to be quite a strong presumption that they will get the full 8% of sort of the white vote, which, just from my anecdotal feedback from the listeners, I don't think is necessarily the case. But it ties in with what you're mentioning about the redistribution narrative, because for a couple of elections now, there's been a sense that they are moving towards trying to get a pretty conservative white vote, trying to almost pit themselves against the Freedom Front Plus, who have, you know, been who they are from the very beginning, love them or leave them.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think you raised a very good point here, right? So a lot of the people who have historically voted DA, anecdotally, in the research we can see this, in the polling we can see this, want a big, broad, diverse party to take on the ANC. That's one of the, you know, the key animating factors for a lot of these voters, including some of that 8% of white voters that Helen talks about, right? And if you decide to become a sort of pigeonholed 15 to 20% party, I think a lot of that idea of, you know, the big, broad party that can take down the ANC gets diluted. And I think a lot of those voters are going to start looking for alternatives. And the reality is, I think we're going to start seeing some of that in Gauteng in this election. And in Gauteng, there's a real choice now between the DA and Action SA, right,
yeah,
for white voters in the suburbs. And it will be really interesting to see how many voters want to stick with the 15, 20% plan, right, who potentially wants to work with the ANC, and Action SA, that has said that they will not work with the ANC. They want to take the ANC and remove the ANC from government, and they want to, they're calling on everyone to get together around a, you know, relatively market-driven, non-racial, anti-corrupt platform. And it's just going to be extremely interesting to see what the voting patterns are with white suburban voters in Gauteng after that choice, right? It'll be an interesting proof and test case for how this evolves.
Two broad perspectives I want to get from you. The first, of course, is let's just talk a little bit about the betrayal here, right? I'm a voter. I've been with you on this journey. Look, I think the DA has bobbed and weaved a lot in the last couple of years. But to talk about partnering with the very party on whose basis you of opposing you have grown is a huge departure, I think, from the expectation of the average DA voter. Is it not?
Absolutely. But you know, I think it's the party is probably asking itself, you know, what is the best practical next step we can take based on where we are today, right? And it's probably not a completely illogical conclusion to say that, well, as things evolve, maybe actually working with the sensible side of the ANC is not a bad idea, right? That's probably how they've arrived.
And John, sorry to speak over you, I apologize. But John, in a number of interviews, has, you know, he cannot be drawn in a different direction. Every time people say, but, you know, are you going to absolutely ignore potentially working with the ANC? He's been quite sage about saying that's always a possibility, particularly since Cyril Ramaphosa. Okay.
Exactly. But the critical question is, did they really have to be in this position?
You know, right.
Because the sequence of the logic was, let's be a very clean, clear, liberal 15 to 20% party, okay? Because of that, we can't grow. And because of that, as the ANC goes down, we're not going to go up. And because of that, there's no other option than working with the ANC once the ANC gets under 50, because, of course, if you don't work with the ANC when the ANC is under 50, it's going to be an ANC-EFF coalition, which is even worse for DA voters, right? Okay. But this whole discussion starts with the decision to be a 15 to 20% party and to adopt a policy platform that only speaks to that portion of the vote and that only appeals to that portion of the vote. And that, in my view, is the major strategic kind of decision that's been made, and those consequences are playing out now.
And then finally, for our listeners, you know, this is not something that is necessarily going to play out in Cape Town, right? There's an expectation that's going to be quite that Jordan Hill Lewis is pretty much going to take the majority. Cape Town has been a very great stronghold for the Democratic Alliance. Or maybe I should say, how do you see it playing out?
Yeah, look, I mean, so firstly, we have very little quantitative data, so I'm certainly not going to be making any concrete predictions. I think we've seen in by-elections at the end of last year, early this year, the DA holding relatively firm in Cape Town, right? That's the only concrete data we really have. But losing some support to GOOD, some support to the Patriotic Alliance, even in some pockets to the Cape Town Congress, which is a small new party. So let's see, right? I mean, I think the consensus, and there was also some polling over the weekend, is that the DA will hold Cape Town. It seems likely to be the case. However, with a reduced majority, right? So let's see exactly how that plays out. And of course, I think you are right. There is also, of course, this is a local government election with, you know, the key issue and topic being service delivery, or at least one of the key issues being service delivery, right? And, you know, there's a lot to be said about delivery in the West of the Cape. There's a debate about whether governance has been great or not. And that's what they're kind of running on and seems to be likely succeeding in this election, at least in the Western Cape. So, I think the expectation is there to win with a reduced majority, but again, based on not a ton of concrete data, so we'll have to wait and see.
Always a pleasure, always insightful, always educated after speaking to you. Thank you so much, Davie Scholtz, electoral